This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The sex worker education and advocacy, task force says they are confident sex work will soon be decriminalized in South Africa. Yesterday, 16 NGOs made applications to argue in the case as friends of the court for and against the decriminalization of sex work. Legal teams now have until later in September to provide evidence before the matter goes to trial in the second quarter of next year.
No, definitely. And as we gave you a disclaimer earlier on to say it's a conversation that is not going to be suited for children. So if you're traveling to school or work or wherever and you have children in the car, please be aware of the conversation we are having this morning and protect the little ones, protect the young ones that you have in your midst. We are talking right now to SWET spokesperson Megan Lessing, who's on the line joining us. Good morning, Megan. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thanks. I'm doing well. And you guys?
I know. We're great.
Thank you. Now, Megan, for someone who has not been following this case, please tell us a little bit more about it and how it got to the courts.
Yeah. So I think the specifically the court section of, you know, efforts to decriminalize sex work started about 2021. At that time, a bill had just been published for comment to decriminalize sex work. That process kind of faltered because the elections happened. And, you know, when, you know, the one administration ends, everything stops. And there was really no political will at that point. And we thought, you know, what was happening, especially and some of the things that are happening in the industry, it is actually a matter of priority for the sex workers on the ground. And so this process started. And at the beginning, there was... You know, this case was supposed, you know, the main case was supposed to be held this year. But there was such immense interest from what you can see from the amici that only now the amicus hearings concluded and the main case is set for next year. So this is how the process started and where we are.
And why is this such a landmark case for you guys as an advocacy group?
I think, I don't know, if sex work is decriminalized through the court system, it would be a landmark globally. You know, it has never happened globally. Of course, sex work has been decriminalized in other countries, but not through the court system. Also, we forget, I mean, SWET is at the forefront, but we forget that this is, SWET is the second applicant in this case. The first applicant is a sex worker who will remain anonymous for the duration of the case, but it is significant in that it is a case brought by a sex worker challenging the constitutionality to say that, yes, I'm a sex worker, but I'm also a citizen of this country. And what is happening to me in this criminalized context is this and this and this, and it is unconstitutional. And I think that is what makes this case, you know, so significant and so important, both for South Africa and for, I think, globally.
And, you know, the group saying that keeping this trade illegal does not stop it from happening. Maybe just go deeper into this in terms of your thinking around this.
Yeah, I mean, like we said before, whether, you know, especially for those who are, I mean, we have a lot of support both in the amici and we also know we have a lot of support, you know, in our communities. But there are people who do not agree with decriminalizing sex work. And I think what happens is that we don't, like you said, you know, this is a conversation that doesn't happen in everyday conversation. And what I think this case mean to say is that, yes, many people might not agree with it, you know, for different reasons, cultural, moral, religious. And also, you might not choose to want to be a sex worker. And that is actually even more significant, you know, because it highlights what the first applicant is saying. There is choices, and my choice is to do this work. And even if I choose to do this work, it doesn't negate my rights to security and freedom, to human dignity, to safety and security. And this is, you know, where we are, that everybody has the right to choose, and we ask that people respect also sex workers' right to choose.
Okay, but what are your thoughts around then when you look at the country and how, you know, some of the reasons that sex work was criminalized, you've mentioned like for the cultural reasons, moral reasons, you know, in terms of beliefs and the likes. Would some people argue, what do you say when people argue that, you know, that legalizing it would undo the work of trying to create a morally sound community and country, you know, that ground, that society that's grounded in morality? You know, what do you say to that?
I mean, yes, we've spoken about this in depth, and I mean, South Africa is a very, very, very deeply religious and culturally rich country. I don't know if it's built on that, because the actual legislation that criminalizes sex work is not built in South Africa's fundamental religious belief. It is the Colonial Act. You know, it is based on the Immorality Act that was solely put there to prevent black and white people from having sex. But it also, it wasn't even about that. It is the transactional aspect was it. It was so unbelievable for apartheid people to believe that a white man would want to have sex with a black woman. And it is the law is rooted in the policing of black women's bodies. And that is what it is rooted in. It's not a belief in, you know, it wasn't even put together to keep the country moral and safe. It is the last, under the Sexual and Offences Act, it's the last piece of the legislation that still has its root in apartheid. And I think that is in one of the amicus, actually, their submission was both around that, the policing of black women's bodies. And that is, I think, what we should start at before we make assumptions that we do. And even so, you know, with your moral, it remains the same. I can have my moral beliefs, I can have my religious beliefs, but those beliefs does not trump anybody else's constitutional rights or the rights that I've mentioned under Section 27 and 21 of the Constitution.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on how this proceeds and how, you know, where this ends. And, well, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us this morning. That's Megan Lessing, SWECT spokesperson. They are the Sex Workers Education and Advocacy Task Force.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.